Hi, my name is Bev, and I'd like to share how God has delivered me from depression. It's miraculous, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me as I give my testimony. Linda and I have decided to do an interview for him. This is my friend Linda, and she's going to interview me, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will respond through me. God bless. Linda's going to pray now, so before we start.
Thank you, God, for this time that we have to minister to all the people who are watching this video and who have connected to this website. Lord, we pray that our words would be spirit and life, and we thank you for giving us this opportunity, and we give you all the glory for what you're going to do in people's lives, Lord, from Beverly's testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, Beverly, tell me, how long did you suffer with bipolar depression?
I have suffered with depression since I was a child. You know, I went through similar problems, I'm sure, that a lot of people out there have gone through. I went through molestation and problems with my mom and I. And I ended up seeing doctors from the time I was a child, a psychiatrist, and even at 16, I tried to take my life. And but I had a wonderful experience in spite of trying to take my life. After I took the pills and fell asleep, I felt the Lord Jesus come and, you know, to my dream or whatever I was experiencing, and asking me if I really wanted to die. And my answer was from my spirit, no. So that experience actually helped me through all the hard years of depression, when things would get so hard that I wished I was dead at times. But I knew in my heart deep in my heart, that I didn't really want to die. And I've suffered depression all of my adult life, in and out of depression, diagnosed as bipolar, and on medication the whole bit. But until now, praise the Lord.
Okay, and how long have you been a Christian?
I've been a Christian for 32 years now, and it was actually after 31 years that the Lord delivered me. But I feel totally convinced that it doesn't need to take that long, for sure. For sure, it wasn't God's will that it take me 31 years as a Christian. Mm-hmm. Getting born again and giving your life to Christ is should be full of joy, but I didn't have the revelation that I really could walk in Jesus' deliverance, that I could be free. I really didn't know that. You know, I made some choices in my life that I believe led to depression. I couldn't handle this world or all the problems in it, and so it was sort of like a safe place for me. But 21 years.
21 years. So tell us, how did God deliver you?
Sorry, 31 years.
31 years. Okay, 31
Sorry about
years.
That.
So how did God deliver you from depression, Beverly?
It was a combination of things, but at one point I was fasting and praying, and I was sitting at the end of my couch. I won't forget that. It was such a wonderful experience. And I felt the Lord speak to me, but I said, Lord, I don't know that I really hear from you. You know, I question whether I've ever heard from you. And I felt the Lord impress on my heart that I should listen to this prophecy that had been given to me years and years before. And I was kind of like, huh? I mean, when I got the prophecy, I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I just felt, oh, well, just another, you know, prophet that's so-called telling me what's going on. But anyway, and even 5 years before that time, I had listened to it again and was like, that's a pits. Didn't minister to me at all. So I'm like, is this God, you know, or is this my flesh? So I said, Lord, if this is you, then I better be able to find it in about 15 minutes at the most. I'm giving you 15 minutes because if this is my flesh, I don't want to search this whole house, top to bottom, for how long looking for it. You know, I know that was kind of callous, but that's where I was at. And so I came upstairs to where my stereo is, and there was this tape. Amongst other tapes, it had been there for 5 years. Wow. I even questioned, you know, when the Lord said that to me, I thought, I might have even thrown it out. That's how little it meant to me. Right. And so, you know, the whole thing was, you know, do I hear from God? You know, I was really questioning that. So I put the tape in, and it was testimonies of several people all on one tape. You know, the prophet had, the fellow with the prophetic ministry had taped everyone that was there that evening, or a good number of them. But I was searching for my prophecy, and I came to just about the middle of it. And the first thing I heard was, Bev, you do hear from God. That was part of the prophecy. And I just leaped for joy. I just knew in my heart that that was God talking to me. So I listened to the whole video. The whole prophecy. And it was awesome. And I've got that prophecy on my website for those who'd like to hear it. It's a wonderful prophecy. It's so full of God's grace and love and kindness, and, you know, just like He does to all His children. He just, you know, blessed my boots off, telling me how much He could use me, you know. And it was a wonder. And I thought, how did I, after, you know, how did I, all those years, not be able to receive it? And I believe in my heart it's because I couldn't receive anything good about myself. I had a poor self-image, and I just didn't believe God could really love me, you know. And so then I had another experience during a fast, quite close, it might have been the same fast, where I don't know, the Lord told me in my heart that He loved me, and He told me that the Word of God was totally, totally true, every word. And He said, I would never, Bev, say anything negative to you, never. And you know, that kind of ministered to my heart. And then the Lord said, you know, when He was telling me the Word of God was true, He said, my Word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. And I started to, you know, kind of remember there's a lot of good things in the Word, you know, that God speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And so then the Lord said, Bev, you know, if you feared me, He said, you wouldn't be afraid of anyone. You wouldn't be afraid of what they think, or afraid that you might say something that you know, would offend them. I had all these fears. I if somebody had asked me 6 months before if I had fear, I would have said, no, you know, I'm not afraid of anything. But those were fears that kept me from having friends, kept me from having any kind of relationship. I was very withdrawn, because half of my life I spent depressed, and then the other half I was so busy trying to get my life together that I didn't really get close to people. Also knowing that I didn't really want them to know that I got depressed. You know, after years and years of it, I kind of let some people in, but...
There's some shame that goes with it.
Yeah, so the minute the Lord said that to me, I thought, yeah, I don't need... And I was set free, like totally delivered. And through that, I knew that I was delivered from depression. I knew in my heart that God had forgiven me for every choice I'd ever made. And as I've mentioned, I believe that I made that choice, that, you know, because I couldn't handle life. And the Lord said, Bev, I don't condemn you for that. I understand. Not that he agreed or he said it was okay, but I understand why you made that choice. Mm. And it just total healing. And I know that I'm delivered. And I knew that moment that I would not suffer from depression again. I knew it in my heart. And the Lord, after that, blessed me. I went online and I found this ministry. I was looking for a kind of faith teaching, but I was a little gun-shy of faith teaching because I kind of got into it near the beginning and some of it was a little rough on the edges and I couldn't receive from it at all. But I found Andrew Womack Ministries and I started listening to his sermons. Well, praise the Lord. He was put in my life right when I needed him. I don't think I could have kept my deliverance unless I had him to reinforce everything that God had spoken to my heart. His teachings just confirmed everything God had told me. And so, I mean, I can't help but tell you and everyone about this ministry because it just kept me and blessed me and fed me and encouraged me. Mm-hmm. Because I have gotten attacked, you know, the enemy's come and said, you're not feeling good today, eh? You're getting depressed again. But God would just come up strong in me and help me through it all. So, I forget what the question was, but that's how God's delivered me from depression.
That was his question.
Affirmed it in my heart.
Oh, God delivered you. So now tell us, why do you think that God has called you to minister to people with clinical depression? What makes you think that?
I had prayed and asked the Lord, you know, how he would use me. And I'm not a teacher, so I was like, how am I going to tell people about my deliverance when, I don't remember scriptures. I remember parts and pieces at times. I really have to depend on the written word, or I have a little palm pilot that I use if I have part of the scripture so that I can be reminded of where it is and what it says. But I'm not a teacher. And I knew that, and so I was like, you know, how can I minister to others? And I really believe in my heart that the Lord has just told me to share my experience, my testimony with others, and that then that would minister to others. And what I want to do in my heart is to share what God did for me, and also to lead you to someone, and Andrew Womack sure was that someone for me, that can teach you what God wants for your life.
Okay, and do you think that people who are watching us today, do you think that they need to stop going to see their doctor or stop taking their medication if they have clinical depression or bipolar?
By no means. I'm not a doctor either. I'm not a teacher, I'm not a doctor. And I would never suggest that someone not continue seeing their doctor or go off their medication. I was really blessed with a very good psychiatrist and nurses. I got blessed to be in a clinic where they dealt with people with manic depression. And I didn't get my healing there, but they came alongside when I didn't have the faith to you know, walk in what I'm walking in now. There were times when I wanted to die, and times when I thought I was going out of my head and would have ended up in hospital, but they were a support that I just praise God for, that he allowed them into my life. And many things that they spoke were right in line with God's word. I don't believe in, you know, the whole ministry that, or the whole psychological approach to healing, but I do know that the good parts of it are God. And no, I would never suggest that until they know that they know that you know that you're free, and that at that point, you know, yes, I would encourage someone to follow their heart, you know. But no, I think it's very important that that people walk the walk before they ever, you know, leave the support system they have.
Well, thank you, Beverly, for sharing that with us, and I'm sure that many people will be ministered to by this.
I pray that this testimony has blessed you, and here it is. This is what God did. I'm a happy person, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm. And if it wasn't for God and His mercy, His long suffering, and His deliverance, I wouldn't be walking in this freedom. And I know in my heart that He doesn't just want this freedom for me. He wants it for every one of His children. Every child that He created on this earth, He wants to walk free. And I pray that for you. I pray that you know God and know the love He has for you and the forgiveness and the goodness of God. And that, oh, there's just so much. I can't remember it all to tell you, but I pray that this website and the blog and my testimony and the links that I've put on this site will be a blessing to you. Please send me your questions and your comments. Do it through the blog, and I'll do my best to give you prayerful answers. And bless you.